On today's episode of Horseshoes and Hand Grenades, watch the video as Ashley gets more colorful as the show goes on. We bring to you a factoid, stuff about doorstops and Chinese vases, hatchet people in the bedroom, if you know what I mean. Bags of poop, some ET conspiracy, and of course, someone wanting to marry something that's not a human. It's time for Horseshoes and Hand Grenades, episode 360 for July 2nd, 2016. Circular Jerk.
Oh my god.
Welcome to another episode of Horseshoes and Hand Grenades, the show that brings to you the latest and the greatest in odd and crazy news. We are like a giant dump truck of news that you just put stuff on and you send it forward off into the world where it goes and collects more dump truck news, and it takes it to CNN, and they're like, we don't want that. We're talking about politics. And we're like, whatever, we'll take it. And we dump back up to our loading dock, use those hydraulics to lift that thing in the air and dump the crud all over the Horseshoes and Hand Grenades orbiting HQ. As always, I am your host, Steven, joined by the amazing, the wonderful, the cat-eared, the cat-woman,
Purple
Smash, who today is decorated in purple.
I'm decorated in purple a lot.
But you're decorated in a lot of purple today.
Yes.
Hey, welcome, dressed to the chat. It's so good to see you.
What's up, Home Slice?
I love these chatters. So, anyway, here's the thing. Today's the show. Today is episode 360. That means that this is a full circle. So what I'll be doing as the show goes along is reducing the quality and
talking about dildos.
Talking about fake wieners. Because we're going to go right back to where we started.
So we pretty much always talk about wieners?
Amateur. What? I was under the impression that this show had gotten better over the 8 years it's been in service.
That was actually how Nude introduced us, was they talk about wieners.
That's nude. Can we get that on a shirt? Horseshoes and Hand Grenades. They talk about wieners. That's the best. So Nude Lion sent some people this way? I like that Nude guy.
He's cool. He's probably related.
He's not naked, which is a good thing. He's in the southern areas of Western Virginia there, right?
No. His family is from West Virginia.
Oh, he's not.
Yeah, he's from Florida.
Oh, he's a flow rider. I was about to say, holy crap.
He's a Gators fan, which I won't hold against it. My eyebrows look gray because I put purple in them.
Which is how my eyebrows look brown because they're brown.
It was so funny how much I wanted them to be purple. The picture was purple.
Could you put more purple in them? Didn't you just put the purple lipstick in your eyebrow?
No, I put the purple mascara in my eyebrow and they just look great.
You bet it would look purpler if you put purple lipstick in your eyebrow.
I want to do it.
I bet it would. I bet it would look way purpler.
Hold on.
I bet it would also look wrong.
No, it's okay. But it would be purple. You know what we can do? I can't do blue, can I?
No. You
can't
do
orange.
If you want blue, it'll make your face invisible.
That's awesome.
You can do see-through eyebrows if you want. I don't think it's going to hurt anybody's feelings.
I'm going to do orange eyebrows.
Yeah, that'll do it too. What,
so
is that? So, oh, it comes on a thing. When did lipstick not be, when did it become not a stick anymore?
I don't know. I'm doing this like in the reflection.
Oh, look at that. It's definitely turning your face orange.
This is the best thing that's ever happened.
This is the best radio anybody's ever had before.
Right?
It's like when Howard Stern is on the radio, he's like, there's naked women in here. And everybody's like, well, that's great for an audio program. Who cares? You can just say, there's naked chicks in the room and no one would be able to complain or say like, that's not true because it's an audio show.
Well,
he made a lot of money bringing naked women into a room for radio though.
Yeah, that is how he really does a show. He does a show.
Yeah.
About radio.
Yeah, it's a very visual show on radio, but I guess he does the TV thing. And so then like, I mean, we do this, we're radio, but we put our faces on the internet.
With orange eyebrows.
We don't have to do that. You
That's
remember?
The most atrocious thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
What?
The orange eyebrows.
They look way worse. That's excellent. They look way worse when they're on your, when I look over there.
I can't take them out. I can't take them off either because they're like. I'm gonna have to steal makeup remover from Stephanie.
I'm gonna take a toothbrush and put some mustard on it and just rub it all over my face. That's the equivalent of how your eyebrows look right now. I mean, they look good. It's fine. It's just, it's good radio. So what are you doing now?
That's, I don't know.
Okay. All right. Now you're war paint. I don't know what. This is the first. This.
Aren't you supposed to be shaving your head or something?
Poor shit!
Yeah, I'm supposed to be shaving my head today, and I'm not looking forward to it. I don't know if you guys could tell, but I've got some anxiety.
Yeah, I walked in and I'm like, we're going to shave your head. He's like, no, we're not.
I'm having some anxiety, like some last minute doubts. But Stephanie was, I told her, sat her down last night. And I said, Stephanie, I said.
Stop eating my sesame cake.
I did not say that. I said, I need you to be more honest than you've ever been with me in your life. I said, should I do it? Or should I not do it? Like, I'm like, is my hair falling out? And she said, Steven, your hair is already, it's pieced out. It's leaving. It's gone. You have no choice. You can either go bald. Like, this is so distracting. Like, this, no. Why have we taken this opportunity to do a British makeup show while you're drawing all over your face?
I don't know.
This is so dumb. No, what,
You've bald. Stephanie says you're bald.
Yeah, she basically got down to earth, and I was like, so I should do it? And she said, yes, you're going to look good. You're going to look better than you look when everyone can see your head. She's like, you're either going to go bald right here.
Or all over.
Or you're going to just say heck with it and get it done.
So, I don't think, I mean, you're not going to, like, super
no,
buzz
I'm not,
cut it.
No, I'm not Mr. Clean.
Yeah,
I
so,
can't
I mean,
Mr.
it's.
Mr. Clean. It's going to be fine.
I don't, fine. I think you're thinking super bald. And you're having a panic attack. But your hair's been close cropped before.
Has it?
Yeah. Like, I've seen you come back from a haircut and they, like, removed it all.
I don't remember. I just know that it's mostly been on the top. Like, I've always had it on the top, and now I don't.
Yeah, you went from, like, a mop head to, I want to shave my
head. Yeah, I used to be Frodo Baggins. Like, I went into school my first day at a college, and the teachers wrote... One of the teachers came by and used a label maker and labeled my computer, I am Frodo.
Because well, I had wouldn't it so be Frodo's computer?
Hair. Yeah, well, I would think, but I was like, what is this? And like at the end of the school year, one of the professors was like, you know why we put that there? It's because you had so much hair when you came in, you looked like Frodo Baggins and we were just making fun of you. I was like, you guys are terrible. That's awesome.
You're like, that's terrible. That's awesome.
That's terrible, but I laughed. I mean, it's like I can laugh at myself. I have the ability to think I'm funny.
I think it's funny.
You know what else is funny?
News.
Factoids of the week. I just want to hit that button as many times. I wanted to go ding 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 ding.
Oh, that would be nice, but it doesn't do that.
I think there's a setting that does it.
It'll like let you, auto dings?
Yeah, when the trigger is released, keep playing. When the trigger is pressed again, restart the sound. So I could do, let's see. Like that.
That was cool.
I did it. That's like if you get one of those blocks with all the coins in it. Factoid of the week. Billy goats urinate on their own heads to smell more attractive to females.
So if you smell like pee,
yeah,
you're going to attract a billy goat.
I tried this once. It does not work. Women do not like you when you pee on your own head. It's not another thing.
What's the snail that poops on its head?
What? There's a snail that does that?
There's a snail that poops on his head.
How does this color... do you poop on your own head?
Well, because he has buttholes above his head.
Oh,
yeah.
No. That would be the most inconvenient. What if you had a butthole in your forehead?
That's like, basically what it is.
Yeah, what if that was like a human thing?
So if I painted my whole face with this, it would be blue, because this is really light blue.
Yeah, you can see. You actually can see that the camera's not picking up the tube itself.
Yeah, it just is carrying over. That's why, because I rubbed it on my chin, and now my chin has like a green screen tint to it.
Yeah, which is kind of funny, because it's blue already, and the color on the background that I use is blue, so it really doesn't make much difference.
It's an eraser.
I really need to get, like, a actual green...
I feel like I want you to draw a big circle with this on the center of your head so you can.
I don't
want to
draw
through
my face with that stuff. I feel like that's your thing, and I don't want to take it from you. That's your gimmick, not mine.
This stuff stains now that I think about it, so this was maybe the dumbest thing I've ever done.
Well, I don't have any way for you to get it off.
It's fine. I'm just going to drive like this on the way home.
Which is perfect. World news! An 18th century Chinese vase that was used as a doorstop at a house by a Birmingham family has been sold for 865,000 currency at auction.
It was dollars. They had it in pounds.
It says 865.
And I was confused.
It just says 865,
well,
so I wasn't sure.
It was poundages, and I'm like, nobody cares about a poundages.
Wouldn't that be awesome if you had a currency that was just called currency?
Currency.
Oh,
8,000 currencies.
No, you could do that. Back in the day when computers weren't smart. I mean, they were. But I had this game that makes games. It was called RPG Maker. And it wouldn't allow you to have like a one of your currency was a different word than your multiples of your currency. So you always had to have a word that just matched. That was like moose. You know, it's just plural
mooses.
When it's single.
Now, so you have one currency?
Yeah, so I didn't know what to call it. But one currency, you'd have one currency or five currency, and it would all be the same.
Somebody, where were we? And somebody was, look at all the geeses. I'm like, oh, honey, those aren't
that's
geeses.
That's not a word. You don't say geeses.
There's no such thing as a geeses, but nice try.
You don't say mooses. Moose-eye.
Moose-eye?
Yeah.
Moosey?
Moose-eye.
Moosey fate.
Hansons believe the Kate Vase is like that, the hand, like mbops.
That's what I was wondering.
Hansons are doing some interesting stuff nowadays. Hansons believe the vase was made during the reign of Emperor Quan Long between 1735 and 1799. How can you tell that from a piece of porcelain?
I have, because it's so funny because they go back and they date stuff and they're like, this is science. And then like somebody comes back and goes, that's the worst way to date stuff. You have to date it like this. And then they come back and like 10 years later go, that didn't work. We were off by a million years in a galaxy. That's not even human. That was my pork sandwich from yesterday.
I have to tell you something in the middle of the small town news or after small town news.
No, tell me now. You can't like just do that and then not tell me.
Viewers will leave. We have to keep them here. If you want to find out the secret, stay tuned. Banks hate him. Click here to find out why. It had been valued at 865,000 currencies before the auction in Derby. The seller inherited the vase from a great aunt who acquired it during her life in Cornwall. In the 1920s. I feel like Cornwall you have to say with a British accent.
Cornholio.
Charles Hanson, not Charles Manson.
Man, there's some really terrible names these people have.
Not good. Said earlier, we've had a significant interest across China and Taiwan and Hong Kong. We've had buyers fly in these regions to view the vase. We've had telephone lines booked, and it's just quite remarkable. What does that mean, telephone lines booked? That means they're busy?
That means they're ringing. They're like busy.
Ringing off the hook,
yeah,
as we would say.
This is British.
British people are funky, man. They got all kinds of words that I'm not used to. And now they can make up more new words because they're not a union anymore. So they can just be like new words.
Or telling people that you can't say that water is hydrating.
What, is water not hydrating?
Did you hear about that?
No, what happened?
So, the European Union has banned, like, water companies, bottled water companies, from saying that water is hydrating.
How do you do that?
Because they decided that water was not hydrating?
But it is. Oh, we're so close to what you call it? What Macho Camacho?
Nachos? Oh my god, I want nachos.
Idiocracy.
Idiocracy. Yeah. You're like
where he says electrolytes. It's what plants crave. Like, if you say water's not hydrating or you can't say that it is, how would you hydro, water, hydrate? Water. Like, it's all a thing.
I'm just wondering.
I don't get it.
If dressed. He's buffering. He's confused.
I'm
buffering.
Seeing us fine and clear. That's why I haven't really focused on it. We're coming through.
Well, I was seeing if it was him or
peachy keen.
But it's the, because I was talking to Jacob about this. I was like, look, I can understand if. From a law point of view, because if you've got this bottle of water that promises to hydrate you, the bottle of water is not going to hydrate you. Water in and of itself is hydrating, yes, but if you're dehydrated and you drink a bottle of water, it may not completely hydrate you back to the point where you're like, okay, I drank this bottle of water. It said I should be hydrated.
Yeah.
I can go about my business. You may need 6 or 7 bottles. You may need
more
electrolytes from different things once you're dehydrated. So yes, water is hydrating, but water is not the end all be all if you're dehydrated. If that makes sense.
This is amazing. The EU officials concluded that following a 3-year investigation, there was no evidence to prove the previously undisputed fact.
Now my chin is white.
You can't prove that water is hydrating, therefore you can't say it is. But it is. Like, it is. So producers of bottled water are now forbidden by law from making the claim and will face a 2-year jail sentence if they defy the edict.
Right.
What? This is...
So it completely takes the common sense out of it. So I was talking... There was this lady at Ulta, and she was sweet and wonderful and nice, and I've never wanted to punch somebody in the gut so much in my entire freaking life. I was just... I hated her so much. I'm like, leave me. When I go to Ulta, I'm like, this is my Mecca. Like, I know everything about everything in here. I know what looks good on me. I know what looks good on my mom. Don't get all up in my box and tell me what color lipstick's going to look good. Because she'd pick them out. And I'm like, that's not going to look good. She put them on. Oh, that doesn't look good. That's not going to look good. Oh, I guess that doesn't look good. I'm like, listen to me. Anyway.
You're like, I'm a makeup person.
So I picked up this purple lipstick, and she's like, oh, do you want me to alcohol that down so you can rub it on your lips? And I turned around and looked at her. I'm like, no, I don't. I'm like, so what? So you're saying that if someone walks in here with a herpes outbreak, rubs this all over their mouth, that the alcohol is going to prevent me from getting herpes? And she's like, well, the alcohol should, I can scrape off the top. And I'm like, oh my God. I was so angry, and I'm like, you should, if you have your license in cosmetology, you need to know how germs work. They walked into,
hold on, you need one of these.
Yeah, I know, I'm ranting.
You need one of these. Hold on,
I'm ranting.
Where did my button go?
Where'd my button go?
I'm as mad as hell.
You know what really grinds my gears?
You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
I like how yours is always a gentle, patient waiting moment, and mine usually, when I rant, is like, what a barbaric! And I just start losing my mind.
Your rants are the best, though.
I like yours.
Like, your rants are fun, and because you getting angry is, like, the best thing ever. Me getting angry is pretty much about every 5 minutes. Nobody's shocked. But, so, they cultured the bacteria they scraped off of bullshit applicators in, like, Ulta, and so, not actual bullshit.
I thought you did.
You look so confused.
Like,
and they cultured them, and they were disgusting, and they had staph and nastiness and herpes, and because idiots walk in and just they go and like put it all over their face. I'm like, what the hell is your 70% isopropyl alcohol that you go gonna do? You don't even wait for it to dry, which is the entire way that alcohol works,
right? It takes the if it makes
and
them
I
go
promise
away.
If it's like an emollient lipstick, it's not just on the surface, like it melts down. I'm like, well, what are you going to do with temperature fluctuations? They're sitting under hot light, so this has been melted.
Yeah,
and I mean, it's like the liquid application. So this
right, the
goo I thing. Rub herpes all over it, put it back in here, but. Yeah. But if I take it out and I spray the mother freaking alcohol on there, you can apply it. You're safe. I'm like, you're an idiot. Go home. And then she just continued to talk to us for 20 minutes about how she went to church and how she's like Jesus's wife. And I'm like, oh my God, stop being such a nice person so I can stab you in the face.
So what you're saying is you had an unhappy experience at Ulta today.
So, so annoyed.
You did not have an ultra GTFO. Ulta trip.
Yeah, I'm like, she followed us. She's like, oh, you guys are back again? And I'm like, no, I just thought you would be gone from this spot after the 15-minute lull.
See, then what do you do? Like, can you just tell them, listen, I appreciate your willingness to help.
But piss off.
I don't need it. And it, yeah, we had a lady in a baby store one time just not stop talking to us. And we were like, we get it. We're at the checkout line with the car seat. We're done now. Oh, you guys, blah, 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 kids, fun. I was in an accident once with this car seat. It just went good. God. We're done. You have sold us the car seat.
Piss
you can
off.
See, I'm handing my credit card to the lady. You can go help someone else that needs their car seat sold to them. Like, you can do that because,
like,
we're
good. We believe you.
Yeah, we're
we
good.
Believe you so much that we've already bought the damn thing.
We're buying it. We're we're loading the car seat into our car. You can really go back inside now. Okay, don't get in my back seat. I'm really fine. Like, we're good. No, you don't gonna go home with us. You if you need someone to love you, there are plenty of people in the world that just
call a hotline.
1-800 hot babes is the number to call.
1-800. That's who follows me on Twitter every week.
That's too many numbers anyway.
1-800 hot babes.
Did I tell you about the time that I had Matt call a sex phone line from work?
Jeez. What happened?
He asked me, he said, "Hey, do you know, I'm trying to find the number to FedEx. Do you know it?" And I was like, "Let me Google it real quick." And I didn't Google a darn thing. And I just looked up what I was really trying to figure out is how to spell hot guys on the phone pad. And I said, "Yeah, it's 1-800. And I read him off the number.
That's awesome.
I've never seen someone hang the phone back up so fast in my life. He was like, "Slam, what did you do?"
Because that was on my freaking phone.
It was on his phone. Oh, he was stressed out for the rest of the day. Like, he thought someone was going to watch his calls and come get him.
That's
I was like, "Nope, trust
ever.
Me, nobody here knows where your phone call's going."
Or they don't
care. It's really fine. But he was freaking out. It was the best joke I've ever pulled on anybody. I felt immediately terrible afterwards because of how bad he was stressing out over it. But I was so happy with
you,
that
like,
song.
Get your one little prank joke in, and then you feel bad about it the rest of the day.
Yeah, it was brilliant, though. It was that was a happy moment for me.
That sounds about par.
Small Town News.
May.
It is you.
May.
It is you.
Thank you, Jacob, again for getting the notes. By the way.
You the best.
You the best. Seriously, you're awesome.
Yeah, you the best. Thank you, Jacob.
I might have sex with you at some point.
What? No, don't. No. You're not married and stuff.
As my Jewish friends keep pointing out.
Kids. We used to do that all the time. Anytime we talked about what the story.
Don't do
that until you're married.
Don't do the fun kids. Things. Yeah. Well, it's, I don't know. It's, ah!
The secret is out.
We're in space, Steven. What the hell are you doing? Okay, I'm going to read a story while you try to fix
the
calamity.
They know I'm in a room.
The calamity that just happened. I'm glad there's not, like, porn behind you. A Florida woman, angry that a man refused to have sex with her, has been arrested after threatening the unwilling participant with a hatchet. See, guys can say no to sex. It's okay. Unless you're in Florida and people are trying to hatchet you, this is the best thing that's ever. This is why you need to join to watch the video because of shit like this.
This easel is confusing.
Frankie, I need your daughter to come, like, do the makeup things on my face, by the
that
way.
That was like you're watching a show and the set just falls
just the
back.
Lights crash.
Just everything. Oh, the mystery is gone. We know where they are now.
We're in space.
That was the best. Okay, back to the axe hatchet thing.
Leslie Mills, 26, took the hatchet to the door of a bathroom where the unnamed man was hiding. Mills had reportedly gone out drinking and returned home wanting to engage in sexual activity. And when you see the picture of her, you can see why he said no. When the man escaped to the home's living room, Mills allegedly climbed on top of him and continued to demand sex. Like, crazy freaking woman with a hatchet. How not to get an erection with a hatchet.com.
There's people that this is the only way they can.
That doesn't make it okay.
There's someone there, like, threatening their life. It's actually really sad. Like, there's people who have to be suffocated. There's people who have to be,
you mean not to get any, but just to get it up.
Well, that's what, yeah, isn't that what you were alluding to?
Okay. Well, no, I thought you meant this. Oh, some some way, some people can only have sex by force at the end of a hatchet.
Oh, no, that's not. What
I'm like, wait a minute. That's why I said that doesn't make it okay. I'm like,
okay.
Now even if they're like covered in hairy wart spines, it's still not okay to go, you have to have sex with me or I hatchet you.
That's
Now we're on the same page.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Steven, yeah, my bad. That's not okay.
No, I do not condone the act of using an axe or whatever.
Are we gonna like shave your head between this story and the next one? Because that would be cool.
No, we can't. Aww. We have to figure out some other way to make it.
It's supposed to be a live thing.
What? Yeah, technicalities. Oh no!
The victim then escaped to the bathroom, where Mills began pounding on the door with a hatchet. According to the police, the man was able to grab the hatchet from Mills and run away from the home. Police found Mills outside the home and arrested her on aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and domestic battery charges. Don't think that just because you're married, you can walk in with a hatchet and just get laid.
No, that's not how it works. It didn't work for Donald Trump. It won't work for you.
He just buys a new one.
He just goes and finds a new foreign bride. Whatever. So now that someone's been attacked with a hatchet, can we ban hatchets? Or is that not okay?
Hatches don't kill people, Steven. People.
Sure think it could. Sure looks threatening enough. Deadly. You could kill somebody with a pencil. The Joker did it.
Yeah, you want to see a magic trick?
Yeah, that was awesome, by the
way. That was the best thing ever. Everybody laughed.
There's certain things in the world that you're just happy you saw and didn't know it was coming at all. And you experienced it all at once with everybody else.
So, I was watching TV yesterday because we were watching the Olympic Trials.
That's fun.
They did, I have one pink lip and one purple lip, and they did the preview for the Ghostbusters, and I've been trying not to watch previews because previews are shit balls and they ruin everything.
They do.
And they, like a huge plot point, they completely ruined it for me. In the Ghostbusters trailer, I'm like, well, okay. There's no I'm not seeing the movie now. There's literally no reason for me to go see that movie now because I know what happens.
They do that crap, man.
I'm so annoyed.
And it's upsetting. Like, in X-Men Apocalypse, Wolverine's in it. Oh, no. We know that. We went awesome not to have a darn clue Wolverine was going to show up.
I didn't know that because I'd been staying away from
it. Oh, sorry. It wasn't a very good movie anyway, from what I understand.
Oh, really?
No. So it and Warcraft both just crapped their pants in the box office. Warcraft did great in China, though. They made like $400+ million off that thing.
That's because it's made China.
It made $8 here, but it made a lot of money in China. So it means we'll probably get a second one, which could potentially have a better story since people like Arthas. You know, and
Arthas.
If they did an Arthas story. The only problem with an Arthas story is he's a butthole. So you got to like find a way to like him first.
I'm okay with not liking certain people.
Well, downfalls aren't tragic unless you actually cared.
Right, that's true.
You know, and if Arthas is a downfall, but he was so power hungry anyway that no one liked him.
People liked Beauty and the Beast. They liked the Beast, even though he was a flaming shitbag.
The Beast.
But he had a redemption.
You need to listen to the Myths and Legends podcast about the Beast, the Beauty and the Beast. So good.
Really?
So weird. Yeah, so super weird. Okay. But the dude traced it back to the story that inspired the story that inspired the story we know today. So, like, there was a French book written in the 1700s for Beauty and the Beast, and it was a lot different than the story we know. The rose was still there. The dad and his daughter were still there. His daughter still ended up being with the Beast. But the Beast was like this guy. He had claws, scales, and an elephant trunk. Like, he was grotesque.
Like, on his face? Or
yeah, like, his face, elephant trunk. And he was... It was actually really sad because the fairies that put the curse on him, yes, fairies, put the curse on him. He was not allowed. He had the only way he could get, you know, he could only get his curse taken away was if somebody fell in love with him and married him.
Right.
But he wasn't allowed to charm them. He still had the personality that he always had, but he wasn't allowed to actually, he had to act like the lunk that he was. Like so he would sit there with Belle every night and say, hey, will you marry me? And she would say no, because she's like, you're holding me captive in this place, or you'll kill my father, or whatever.
Right.
And then he would just leave, and he'd go cry by himself. Like, and you find all this out at the end of the story.
Oh, that's awful.
And she had enough Stockholm syndrome that she finally agreed to marry him because she hated her family so much. It's wild. Anyway, long story long.
Check that out. That's cool.
Yeah, Myths and Legends is a fantastic podcast. If you don't listen to it, it is so good.
That sounds very cool.
It is so good. So I have a story now.
Okay.
It involves a little bit of this. Hold on. Never mind.
That was really pretty, and I don't know why you did it, but I'm excited that you did.
So the E.T. theme that I was trying to find doesn't really, it's somewhere in this 18-minute thing, and I was hoping that it would be like,
I don't know E.T. if I would know the E.T. theme.
You'd know it if you heard it. I hate E.T. a lot, and a lot of kids like E.T.,
no.
But there's one thing I got out of it. So I was listening to a podcast. The guys had reviewed E.T. They go back and watch movies, and then they just either destroy them or praise them or whatever. And they were talking about E.T., and it made me realize that in E.T., the extraterrestrial, Elliot, our main character, the 8-year-old boy, plays with some action figures.
Right.
Smash, these action figures are of Greedo, Lando Calrissian, Hammerhead.
Star Wars,
right?
Yeah.
So if you remember your Star Wars history, which I've gone into a few times, in episode 2, in the Senate chambers, there are beings that look remarkably like E.T. the extraterrestrial. Do you recall that?
I remember that, yeah.
So if E.T.s exist for real in the Star Trek universe, and E.T.s exist for real in a person universe that had Star Wars action figures. I say Trek, I didn't mean it. Star Wars action figures.
Then Star Wars actually exists.
Then Star Wars is real.
Lightsaber!
Right? And somewhere along the way, George Lucas, who created, quote-unquote, Star Wars, actually just has real historical documentation.
Stole their past.
He's a historian. He's a cross-galactic historian who took all this data and turned it into a fictionalized universe and then sold action figures of Lando Calrissian, who was a real person who lived. And E.T.'s all like, I recognize those guys, but he can't really say it because he's E.T. and he's like, Marrr.
That's the best thing ever.
But that's a thing that happened.
When did you find this out?
I came up with it. I'm sure lots of people have come up with it before me, but I came up with it. Therefore, my brain still gets points. You know,
that is what happened.
Do you feel like if you come up with an idea and you had no outside influence that to come up with that idea and you find out someone else had it, does that idea still have like some credit? Like if somebody comes to you and says, well, that's already been done like 5 times, do you still get points because you thought of it? Like,
yeah, it still I think came you out should. Your, I mean, if yeah. it was a good idea and somebody, like, okay, well, that's great, but I still, it's yeah. like, I hate when something, when you, okay, so the whole I did it first thing.
Right, right.
I'm like, first post. You may have been the first person in your group to actually have painted that one fingernail a different color, and now it's huge. You may have been the first person in your group to wear purple lipstick, and now it's a huge thing. And
yeah.
I feel like you have a legitimate claim to go, well, I did it first. I mean, I wouldn't do it because you sound like a douche.
Right.
But sure. But
you still did it first.
Yeah.
You know, it was still a thing that you did before anybody else did.
Yeah, go you.
Yeah. There's a lot of cool stuff I've done before other people did it, and when I did it, it was stupid, nerdy, and only
and now it's like
it.
Amazing. Like, yeah, oh, I'm like whatever.
Oh, you want to know what weird? The worst thing there was it was MySpace.
I hated MySpace.
So I was on Friendster, which was like one of the original social networks for your friends, and I got everybody in high school on it because I was like, this is a great way for us to keep in touch. Friendster has message boards and whatnot, and we can all be friends. And then MySpace came around. I was like, ooh, we might need to jump ship. This MySpace is looking pretty rad.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, everybody's like, well, I don't really want to leave Friendster.
Right, because nobody wants to do the new thing.
I don't want to do a new thing. And then a year later, people come back to me and go, hey, Steven, do you have a MySpace?
What a douche.
Do you recall a year ago when I was trying to tell you to get one? No, I don't. Did you tell me about that? Yes! Yes, I did. And you decided not to do it.
Because you suck.
Because you're not a good person who listens to me. I can't possibly have a good idea, but other people. Yeah, Scott, that's the same story. Scott says, also, I believe all shows and movies in reality fall under St. Elsewhere. That's true. I had the same person, I told another person this theory, and they said St. Elsewhere covered the whole thing.
What's St. Elsewhere?
It was a TV show back in the 80s, and like the final, it was only ran for like 3 seasons, but in the final episode, you find out that the entire show was actually in the mind of an autistic kid.
Oh, cool!
And, but the show had had crossovers and whatnot of other shows that were on at the time, which leads you to believe that if everything happened, it actually, there's a really good, Tommy Westfall. Look at the link and you'll get a good idea of what okay. saying elsewhere. But it's true. We're all really in the mind of this autistic kid.
That's cool.
Yeah. Could news left untold. I kind of cut you off before you got to ask your question.
I don't even remember.
Police!
Oh, I didn't even remotely edit this.
Man tried to shove bag of poop down a woman's pants on the Upper East Side. You don't have enough in there. Let me put some in there for you. A man came up to a woman and tried to shove a bag of feces down her pants on the Upper East Side this week. It's in some city somewhere that has an Upper East Side. A 27-year-old woman was walking when the suspect came up to her from behind, grabbed her waist, and tried to shove the bag of poo down the woman's pants. The man also grabbed the woman's buttocks. It was not known if the feces in the bag were from a person or an animal. Police received surveillance video showing the woman struggling with the man and escaping. The man appears to pull off a glove and threw it into the street as he runs off. Why?
Okay, so first of all, I've never wanted to go, you know what would be cool? A bag of my shit. That would just be really freaking awesome if I had a bag of my own excrement.
Well, people have it, but it's the colostomy bag and it's for medical purposes.
Yeah, but that's that they don't think it's cool. They think, well, this is bullshit. Where's my colon?
Yeah. Yeah, I need my colon back, but since it's not there, here's this bag. But like if you just take a Ziploc bag and poop in it.
Right.
I feel like you're asking for trouble, you know?
Nobody wants your poop bag.
Nobody. Well, some people do. People with C. diff who need other people's poop to survive.
They don't want it. They need it. There's a difference between going, man, I really want your poop, and man, I really need that to live.
That's actually a really good point. They make poop in capsules now for C. diff.
Do you shove it up your butt or do you take it?
You take it. Like you take a pill. Like it's a poop pill. And it replenishes the flora in your back in your intestines.
Can we just
people
eat yogurt?
Die from pooping too much. There's a movie called The Painted Veil, and it was about a dude who falls in love with a lady in a country. They're having a big old cholera outbreak, so everybody's pooping their brains out.
Love in the Land of Cholera.
Yeah, it's Love in the Time of Cholera is the name of the book, but the movie was called The Painted Veil, which is probably a smart move.
Yeah, because nobody's going to see.
That's like calling some like romance and dysentery. Pride, prejudice, and dysentery. You don't call movies poopy names.
Especially like romantic movies.
Right. We call this the rom-com and poopy movie. It was a very dramatic tale. I forgot who it was. Edward Norton was one of the guys pooping his brains out while this lady loved him.
And so
I think that was part of it.
Hey, Joel.
Welcome to the show. Oh, wow. Word man there, our Frankie U, our good buddy, says they treat C. diff monthly where he works, and they never use the poop pill.
I don't know
if it's approved or not yet. I know they were talking about it. Don't they? Hey, this is a good question, Frankie. You have experience. Do they just transplant the poo from a good recipient? Like, is that a C. duff? I just realized your typo.
That sounded like a beer. Yeah, we treat C. duff.
We treat C. duff. Because I know you have to have, like, a relative, and they have the poo, and then they put the poo in the thing.
How to know you love someone deeply? I'm going to stick your poo up my bum so I can have some good intestinal flora.
That's a fairly recent discovery, was that you could do that. You know, like
what did they do before?
They treated you like yogurt. They would treat anybody with some sort of a poo issue. Like they would just keep you hydrated and keep you. The hydration's the really big part.
But water doesn't hydrate you, Stephen. You can't say that.
Yeah, there you go. No probiotics and a dry up pill. So basically, get your intestines in a state where the flora can come back.
Oh.
Yeah, that's kind of the way it works.
Poor Joel. Joel and Coleman are like, every time I join your show, I'm eating and you're talking about poop. Every time.
But I like how you've done the scars on your face now. You can do do you want to know how I got these scars?
Here, wait, I'll do it, yeah.
Every time Sam is chewing on something that looks like it's hurting the corner of his mouth, I think that. Like, you're going to grow up and be like, you want to know how I got these scars? By eating a plastic lid. That's how.
I could see Sam doing that.
He could. He absolutely could. I like that part, that element of that movie where the Joker made up a new story depending
every
on his
time,
victim.
Yeah.
Because it would be the most, like, if you paid attention to the story, it's whatever he thought would be the most mentally scarring and damaging to the person he was talking to. It was awesome. Well, the cheek, the lip ones look like.
Yeah, stuff. I'm just looking at space I have left on my face and filling it in with stuff that's gonna stain it a
You're
color.
Like a tattoo addict,
with orange eyebrows.
Yeah, tattoo addicts do that. They just cover up their whole body and then they move to the face, and then you're like, I don't even know what happened to you. I can't even really look at you anymore. Like, that's a rule. Like, if you're gonna get a tattoo, just no neck, no face, no head.
I think the worst people complain about is the neck. I even think, because a lot of times when people get face tattoos, they're a little more delicate.
Like a teardrop for how many times you've been
in
prison.
That's a prison tat.
Yeah. Don't get teardrops down your face.
That's slightly different.
I still got to get one day. Maybe when I'm like 60 and I'm like, I've been along far enough.
You can just shave your head and then get a tattoo of hair.
That's
there.
What Stephanie said this morning. I can just get a solid color where the hair used to be.
Yeah, so it just looks like you've got a constant buzz cut.
Yeah, it's
they
perfect.
Can just do the little dots everywhere. So it's everywhere. Like pointillism.
Yeah, it's awesome. That's actually a good idea. WTF!
My dad is currently out putting right now, and I think that's just the best thing ever.
Awesome.
He hasn't played golf in forever.
Putting is fun.
Utah man sued for right to marry his computer. All right, you then. Chris Sevier. Chris has filed a lawsuit after his application for a marriage license that would have allowed him to marry his computer was declined.
Why?
This is so funny. Quote, this is not a game, okay? This is Donald Trump. This is not some kind of funny scenario, he said. Chris made his intentions known and went to Utah County Clerk Brian Thompson to ask for a marriage license. In the day and age, nothing surprises me anymore, Thompson said. I've been in this office long enough, I've seen lots of different things, but I just said, no, I legally can't do that. That's what happens when the government is involved in your marriage. Kick them out. Chris named Thompson, Utah Governor Gary Herbert, and Utah Attorney General Sean Reyes in the case filed for district court last week. He says since it's legal for same-sex couples to marry, all other forms of marriage should be legal too.
Horseshit!
I just keep waiting for you to, like, interrupt and go on a rant.
So mad.
Chris says legalizing same-sex marriage is like turning religious beliefs into law because he says there's no scientific proof that homosexuality is a genetic trait. What does that have to do with
what
the
is
computer?
He, yeah, what is he going off on? Like, what
like,
is this?
You can't use apples to prove someone likes oranges.
Yeah, is he just trying to make a point? And so he's like, I'm married by computer. Brr, brr, brr. And he's like,
Maybe
if you had an actual legit comparison that wasn't apples to oranges, it would be fine.
I have no idea. There is no real proof that there is a gay gene, he said. There's no real proof that people are born gay. But what? During a Skype interview, he was asked if he's sexually attracted to his computer. Quote, whatever a person has sex with, they can bond with, he said. This is getting into nasty fact stuff, and the truth is that engaging in private intimacy matters. That's completely irrelevant for the purpose of federal court, and it's completely irrelevant for the legal matter at hand. This guy is... wow. Chris said if the Supreme Court nullifies their ruling and redefines marriage as a union between man and woman, he would no longer want to marry his computer.
It's a point. It's trying to make a point. Right?
No, I think he just wants to marry his computer.
No, he said if the court nullifies the ruling and redefines marriage as a union between a man and woman, he would no longer want to marry his computer. He's just saying, I don't want to marry my computer if the laws are right. But since the laws are wrong...
He's bigoted asshole.
Yeah, he's just a jerk.
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
He's stupid.
Oh my god.
Yeah,
what
so he's
an
just
ass.
Being he's just being difficult. And this is not
I liked
fair...
him better when he wanted to marry his computer.
Yeah, this is not a fair comparison. It's like the same people that are like, well, if a man can marry a man, then a man can marry a goat if he wants to. It's not the same thing.
What the hell?
It's not the same thing. What the crap do you
do? Do you have sex with your computer? No, but I have sex with the porn on my computer because I can't get a girl because I suck.
I'm a terrible human being. Like, what the devil? Like, this is what happens, though. I think this is growing pains in the attempt to try to get left alone. Like, it just go make the government go away. Like, go.
I don't. I agree with the government going away.
They should go away.
What
leave
the
you alone.
Crap. You Who make takes your own this choices? Much time to go, I'm going to file a court case and I'm going to.
People who think they're going to, like, he thinks this is going to be some sort of national case and he's going to be
no,
all
No, you're on horseshoes
it.
And hand grenades yeah. because you're an idiot,
you're a
sir.
Moron.
You
it's not the same
suck.
Thing. I don't care what you believe. This is a stupid way to
this
do
is
it.
This is awful.
This is stupid. Well, that was fun. I was going to hit a button related
to You were supposed to
it.
Tell me a story. You're like, hey, there's a thing, and then you didn't tell me the thing?
Well, that was the E.T. thing. But I thought about something else while we were reading some other story.
Okay, that makes sense.
Maybe it was the poop bag. I can't remember, but now I don't recall what I was going to say. So that makes a show, ladies and gentlemen, because if I can't remember the thing, then it's over. That's
that
the
sounds
end of the
great.
Day. Huh?
That sounds about par.
Yeah, if I
I'm
can't.
I'm hungry. Are you guys hungry?
I could eat,
I
probably.
Want food.
I ate a ham sandwich earlier. It was delicious.
I had apple chips.
I had a ham sandwich and a potato chip.
Nom, nom.
Well, I had a corn chip. It's different than a potato chip.
Horse shit.
Very
corn chip.
you son of a bitch.
Can you please start when you get pissed off? Go, corn chip.
I can do that. Oh, corn chip.
Because then it sounds kind of like worship, but not really.
I would no. You know how dirty that's like the guy who goes, "Oh, flipple flapple!" Like in your, it's on your team. And you're like, "What's this guy doing?"
Flipple
I'm
flapple.
Bad enough saying "dag nabbit" all the time. You know, I curse like a grandpa.
Dag nabbit curses.
Remember
how in school they wanted us to say applesauce? Now don't curse, but say applesauce. And I'm like, what the hell's the difference? The intent is there. If I'm like, you're applesaucing applesauce, get the applesauce out of my freaking applesauce. Yeah. You know what I mean.
It's why I have a problem with the word frack. Because it's a TV curse word. It's made up. Yeah, but its intent is to be an F-bomb. So if you're running around going, frackity, frack, frackabagger.
They said frack so often.
It
so
got old.
Awesome.
It said it so awesome, so often it got so old.
I don't
old.
Think you liked that show, though.
I didn't. And yeah. But Fire, I love Firefly, but I hate that they put Goram in there.
Goram. That sounds too much like GD.
It's the point.
I know.
That's the point, and it drove me nuts. I'm like, quit making up fictitious what? Curse words to skirt around the standards and practices guys at the network.
So yeah, Firefly had Goram. I like that everything was shiny if it was good though, and I'm like, ah,
yeah,
shiny.
You
I
can
like
do that.
Shiny. And Frack was Battlestar, and then Frail was the dude John Crichton. Somebody help me, Frail.
Frail, don't have a clue. Nope, yep. Coming up blank. The sound of us thinking is great on radio.
I don't. What is that? It's the.
What? I don't know.
Help.
Michael Crichton.
Internet Movie Database.
Frail made up curse word. Frail made up word. I don't know where it came from.
What's it from?
Define frail.
Keep reading.
Listing of words with frail. No, I think you're thinking of the wrong word.
No, it's Michael Crichton. It's
Michael Crichton frail.
Yeah.
Can you spell Michael Crichton? It's Crichton, right?
I don't know. Frailing curse word.
Nope. We got
from
nothing.
What? Somebody help me. The internet. Profanity nope. And science fiction. Ooh, this looks like fun. Fine. Frail.
A woman.
Farscape! Yes!
Farscape. You found it.
I did the thing. That only took 4 hours.
What does that mean in reference to, like, what is it? Like, what is it a word for?
Frack. Frail. F.
Frack. F-bomb?
Frailing thing.
Joel Aaron, you are...
Did he do a fun thing?
Logs on to find a wife, gives up, and marries his computer. That's my favorite thing.
I like it so much.
There's your picture for the post today.
Save.
We love you guys. We don't have any email this week. I know this is episode 360, and some of you longtime fans are like, where's the call-in show? What are you doing? I am not prepared. I'm much like the people who ventured it through the dark portal to face Illidan. I am not prepared. And so we didn't do one, but we'll figure something out. We'll make
maybe we can do it next week. Maybe we can do it. How about we'll do it when we get it set up until we can do it?
Yeah, we'll do it. We'll do it. Make it right. Yeah, we'll come back to that.
We'll do the thing because I miss talking to you guys.
You guys are fun to talk to. We'll leave. Sit. You know what? If you got a problem with it, send your questions, comments, feedback, and hate mail to hnhshow@gmail.com. We'd love to hear you yell at us about it. If you want to yell at us with your voices, you can do that at hnh live on Skype. We'll get the voicemail. And we'll make sure we go ahead and answer. We do that thing. We put you on the air.
We're like, hey, this guy's cursing us out. You want to hear?
Yeah. Yeah, of course we're doing Skype and call-ins and Skype voicemails. We're always doing that. Yes. H&H Live on Skype. I say it at the end of the show. Every show.
And you can call me during the week while I stream because I get bored.
Yeah, Ashley streams during the week. So if you want to get on the list of people that call her while she's playing Dungeon Boss, let her know. Or send an email to her tech team at twodorksmedia@gmail.com. And the tech team will make it happen.
It's so funny. Like, I sit down. I'm like, I don't know how. Steven!
Yeah.
Steven!
Tech team alpha.
And Steven's like, crap, I'm busy. Chuck it to Jacob. Jacob's like, I'm in a meeting. I'm like, I don't know how to do anything. Like,
I'm stuck. I don't have my tech team. I don't have my pit crew. Follow us on Twitter. I'm Steve HNH. And you can follow the Two Dorks stuff anytime we do anything or go live. You're going to see that at Two Dorks TV. And you can follow Ashley at Fate Kills with a PH. She's hijacked the H&H Show Twitter for the better.
I stole it.
It's good stuff.
I stole the Instagram too, but I didn't change it. Steven's like, what is all this fingernail bullshit?
Why are all their fingernails on Instagram? And we're going to leave you guys with these words of wisdom to carry you through your week. In sports, every day, you can be the hero or the goat.
What the crap?
I don't even know what that means.
What does that mean?
Thank you, everybody. We love you. We'll see you next time right here on Horseshoes and Hand Grenades. Bye! La la la.